Okay, Wednesday night, Wednesday being Chav Cheshvat, and we're learning now Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and we're in Siman Nun Beis. We were talking last night about if something is usually eaten raw and you cook it, or vice versa. So you make a shahakol, you don't necessarily make ha'etz or hadam, or you don't make ha'etz or hadam, you make a shahakol. So Eitan Lefkowitz wanted a deeper understanding of this halacha. I mean, it's a fruit that comes from the ground, like why aren't you making a bar for your ha'etz? So I answered him that really, what do we need all of these brachos for? I make a shahakol niyeh b'dvaro, that covers everything. So Hashem made specific brachos, which are more specific, for things which are miyuchad, are special, but it has to be in the way that they're special, in their optimum form. So, that's what we said yesterday. But today I have a different take on it. It's really the same, it's just a little different angle. A bracha is really like for what Hashem made in the universe. Now, if, let's say, what gets worse when you cook it? Any examples?
Bananas.
What?
Bananas.
Yeah?
No one needs to cook bananas.
We said apples is good. Apples
lettuce.
Is, what?
Lettuce.
Lettuce cooked. There's such a thing called cooked lettuce. And it's down. It's not as good. So very possibly you make shakol. I just say very possibly because you have to know if people always do it and eat it, then it didn't might change. But let's assume it's shakol. The pshat is what?
The lettuce that Chinese use for cooking. Bok choy. It's better when it's cooked.
Then you make a domo when it's cooked. The pshat, I just want to, it's a subtle difference, but it's still a specific difference. Pshat is you make your bracha when something is the way Hashem intended it to be. It has to be in the optimum state that Hashem intended when He created it. Then you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Borei Pri Haaretz. But if you made it into an inferior state of its borei, so then you make shakol. This is not really what Hashem created, and vice versa is also true. In other words, if Hashem made something that is usually not eaten raw, let's say onions, we said, or maybe, or potatoes. So if a person eats it raw, in other words, Hashem made the potato that human endeavor be part of it, like Bris Milah, right? Like the famous Medrash by Bris Milah. Hashem wanted a person's input into a potato. You can't really eat it raw. I don't mean, but you could. I mean, the whole shaila of a bracha is if something is somewhat edible and gives you nutrition. So then if you eat a raw potato, you can eat raw, so then you make a shakol. The reason why? Because this is not the way Hashem created it. Hashem created it in order that it be food. So Hashem created it, and it still needs input. It's like you're taking an unfinished product and you're eating it. It's unfinished. Hashem meant it should be cooked.
Bit of humor saying that Hashem didn't complete it.
That's mamish. There's a famous medrash that your words were echoed by a Roman officer to Rabbi Akiva that said, "Isn't it hubris to make a bris milah? You're saying that Hashem's work is not complete." And he answered him that this is how Hashem made the bria. Hashem made wheat. We take it. We make cookies and cake and bread. It's all human endeavors. And you have to think pshat in the Medrash, but that's precisely what the Medrash says, that Hashem made a world. So I'm going to just extrapolate where we join in and we perfect the universe, Tikkun Olam call it. You don't think of that when you bake a cake, but that really is what you're doing. You're taking a wheat kernel, which you really can't do anything with, and Hashem made the kernels. We could bake the kernels in an oven and make them very sweet and eat them for a snack. Or we can grind it up and mix it with water and make bread or challah. Or we can put in some honey and this and that, and we can make a cake. We do that. That's Hashem made the bria. So I'm extrapolating it to this, that You make your borei priyaitz on the way Hashem intended, when you are eating it the way Hashem intended it to be eaten. So then you could say borei priyaitz, this is Hashem's creation. If you like go away from that, if you ruin it, right? You take maybe cooked tomatoes. I don't want to say anything because the halachas are, you know.
So what if it's both? Like a carrot, you can cook carrots and eat them.
It's like an apple. Carrots like an apple.
So that applies to bird food. Also.
Like an apple.
I mean, so what? It's the same for bird food as well. I mean, it's not meant to be burnt. I mean, so is it. How far do you take this?
What do you mean? What do you mean? What's bird food? I don't know what you mean.
Burnt.
Burnt food.
Burnt, or someone's a really bad cook. I could take. What do you think? How far do you take this? It's not meant to be like that. But the person, you know, messed with the recipe. I could eat that. Say shakal on that. I mean,
it's a good question. I'm not sure what the answer is. I know that raw and cooked are different categories. Within the same category, it's hard to say. But the Gemara does talk about food spoiling, and hadama becomes shakal when it spoils. If you have a cooked dish, a potato kugel, that it's hard to give. I don't know what the objective word is, but if you have a potato kugel that's spoiled, the Mishnah talks about a tavshil that's spoiled, and you make a shakol. Yeah, if it wouldn't be edible, you wouldn't make any bracha at all.
They've done research.
Blanched?
It means they're dipped in hot water just to. For a few seconds. It's much more nutritional. And it's become like a thing for people who eat that.
Okay, but it's not up to the point. This is even like cauliflower?
Yeah.
So we're not up to the point yet where so enough people do it. If enough people would do it, then. And you would have to have a majority of people doing it, then you
have a vegetable platter for the kiddush.
I don't know. I'm not looking at the vegetables when I look at
the fish.
So we said when I was young, if a person would eat cauliflower raw, you'd make a shahakol, and now you make hadama. The taka changed. It's very rare. I don't know. You'd have to give me a case. But I'm sure the halacha talks about it. I'm not capable of answering you now. If something's better, but most people eat it in the inferior way, I suspect you would then make ha'etz, let's say, in both states. Let's say a baked apple tastes better than an apple. Oh, here's a good case. A baked apple, it's sweeter, it's more geschmack. You don't need such strong teeth to eat it. It's like, right? My grandma ate baked apples till the day before she was nifta. That's where I learned to like it. I used to eat it with her. It's very delicious, a baked apple. It's very funny. My father, Olava Shalom, used to put bananas in the freezer and grapes, and they became so sweet when they were frozen, like mamish candy, like sweeter than any candy you've ever eaten when it's frozen. And the apple, when you cook it, an apple frozen it tastes like a piece of ice. And when you cook it, the whole sweetness comes out in the cooking. So okay, we're not experts in food. Okay, so you're a chef or shtickle?
He's a chef.
Oh, you're a chef. So you know, okay. Let's say a baked apple would be a good example of that. If we would agree with the premise, which I'm not sure it's true, that a baked apple tastes better than an apple, but most people eat an apple raw, so that would be your case. Wasn't that your question? So you make whites on both? Yeah.
One of the two.
Both. Either one. You mean. Okay. Zion, mine peros, types of fruit, hagruim. Why are they grum? Grum means inferior. Hagadela malatodim bekotzim. They grow on like bushes, low bushes, thorn bushes. Obishori lono shayotsu mealehem. They grow by themselves in the wild. Velonati luhuinshi. Nobody planted them. Kamo tapuche yar, wild apples. The kadome. What's the point of all of this? Shekshenchayim, when they're raw, ain't a real achila. They're really inedible. Avol bishabishla no tignum bidvash. Even if you, if in their raw state they're inedible, then even if you cook and fry them in honey or sugar, the dvash or betzukah may ruin lachila, ain't mevarch an aleihem elo shahakol. Whoa, why? No, that's never heights, he says. A tree, I don't know, a tree that springs up by itself is not heights.
I think his point is,
do apple trees, I mean, it's only, but it's only inferior fruit that no one planted.
Right.
If no one planted an apple tree and someone dropped the seed and it grew into an apple tree, I assume you make heights on the apple.
No, I'm saying, I think the point is that nobody would plant it intentionally because it's not a good.
Avaluzin hasul mosol, hazelnuts. I will be shekdelim biyach hashumim uvercholim bar priyates because people would plant them. I guess that's what the point is. Asovim hagedelim me'aleim b'lisriya, like lettuce, like herbage it's called, like green leaf, leafy things. They grew by themselves without being planted by a person. Avol b'shegruyin l'chochayin, you could eat them raw, but filu bishlam machol choshuv, he cooked it. Mikomakom kivin shein zoranos, when it's not something people would plant for whatever reason, ain't choshuv pri, v'orchen aleim shakol. What's like that? What don't people plant? Like it only grows wild. Kumquats. Avol salat, that's lettuce. The chayot zebush in Israel. V'achon olav bor pri adoma. V'gam basom magdela me'aleim and meishlam peres chashuvim. Significant fruit growing on them. So he qualifies the whole thing. Yagdis and melinus, raspberries. They say it's raspberries and blueberries. They're choshev of fruit, and you make a bar pri adomo. Why bar pri adomo? Raspberries is what? What do they say? What bracha? What does Rabbi Fleischer? What does Rabbi Fletcher? What does Rabbi Fletcher's book say? Yeah. But now he's talking if they grow wild, when they don't have any chashivas, and you make a shakol because they grow wild. Okay.